Whatever you're smoking over there.
Coming up in a couple of minutes, brother.
You want some?
Maybe a little later, man.
We do have breaks in between.
Take a break.
Hey, is that you with the mustache like this?
That's me.
What?
Hey, that was my character in the LA Opera's production of Romeo and Juliet.
Very distinguished. I like it.
Thanks, dude.
It reminds me of Antonio Banderas.
I kind
of
saw you eyeballing me when I walked in, man.
What a little Zorro. Washa.
The Indonesian Zorro?
Very
the Indonesian Zorro. You know, I went to Indonesia, Holmes.
Did you really?
When I was in the Navy, Batum.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
I was there, and you know what? I hated Indonesia.
Why?
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you why. Because...
Go ahead and offend them. Go ahead.
No. No. Because when I got there, it was so hot and humid. I mean, it was raining, and it was sunshine.
It's like Florida.
I mean...
God, have you...
I've never been to Miami. I've never been to Miami.
Oh, no. Miami's, that's Miami.
Miami.
Let
me tell you, that's like Indonesia's got nothing on Miami. You want to talk about humidity and like constant sunshine and rain?
Rain, woo! Sunshine,
made
rain.
Made up on Miami.
Hey, can you do that again? What you said about Miami when you were speaking?
Yeah, do that again.
Did it again.
That was good.
I just said that again.
Hey, Bobby, pero.
Making my toes curl.
You just made all three of my nipples just.
Oh!
Well, you had that syndrome.
All three, yeah.
Oh, wow. Poor guy. Only one works. No, but you know what? And then check it out. So then I would go outside and I would sweat, right? And okay, I gotta go take a shower. Go take a shower, go back out, and I sweat again. I'm like, oh, hell no. Are you serious? I miss California, Holmes.
Yeah.
Just stay naked, dog.
It was like that in Okinawa, too. Remember?
Really?
Remember, did you go to Okinawa?
I didn't go to Okinawa.
It's like that, too.
No. I went to Indonesia, Jubilee, Hawaii, Kuwait.
That was Cardi Kid,
too. Where'd you go? What?
Jubilee.
You went to Jubilee?
That's a character from
X-Men. That's in Dubai.
That's a great place.
It's Jubilee is in Dubai.
Go inside.
Jubilee Jenkins.
Dubai. I mean, Iraq.
She's there an orphan.
Iraq.
Oh, you went to see my cousins.
Oh, what?
Professor X protege.
What? No wonder you look like a terrorist. What?
Hey,
right?
Shut up, yo.
Right.
So, what do you mix with?
You know what I'm saying?
Cover with the
Lebanese. Moroccan, Spanish, Cuban.
Oh, wow, what a firecracker. Yeah, you're you M80. Forget firecracker.
Yeah, no, we don't.
TNT right there.
She's a pipe bomb.
Oh, man.
Hey. On my mom's side, Lebanese, and then my dad is mixed Moroccan.
Dude,
Spanish.
She is definitely called? Destructive things?
So it's just.
Oh, wait.
What are they called?
The IEDs?
Yeah, that's what she is. Forget that firecracker. That's what she
is. She's a living, breathing IED.
Yeah. She is spark, bro. Love it.
And you know what? You know when they get that shot of adrenaline, the mothers, like if a car falls on their kid and they
pick it up?
Like she looks, she has that strength all the time. Like she could just channel that at any time.
Look at that arm! Wow!
Well, you don't know.
You work out?
Be crazy.
Yeah. Hey, so Andrew, so you were in a documentary, The Art of War?
Yes, I was. I played Sun Tzu's Nemesis. It was done in a studio down in LA and all green screen. It looks gorgeous.
That's cool.
Dude, that's some acting green screen.
My background is acting. I got a degree in acting from Columbia College, Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And I've always been a physical performer, and most of the shows I got cast in Chicago were up because of my physical abilities. And then word got out here in California that, I'm a really good mover and booking all the shows out in Chicago. They told me to come out here and do some stunt work. That's and then I come out here and I got the first thing I booked was Diavolo Dance Theater.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was pretty cool, amazing, man. Yeah, because like all those guys, they're like circ level performers, and I just felt so blessed to be with those guys.
That's cool, oh, man. So you're like a real stunt man, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like wow. You're like the fall guy.
Damn, punch him.
You are the fall guy, man.
A two story building and not get hurt, bro, and hit a table.
Yeah. Done it.
That's awesome.
Actually done it.
Wow.
Wait. Can you like fall down right now and act like it doesn't hurt?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
Damn. That was bad. Not good.
So you have a martial arts history.
You have a martial arts history?
I've got a lot of heart.
He does
open heart surgery.
I'm a martial artist.
That's my new brand. That's my new brand of martial arts, by the way. You
know? The heart punch.
Martial hearts.
Martial hearts.
Okay, what style, man?
I studied Taekwondo with Simon Ray up in Woodland Hills.
Oh, what?
Yep. Okay. He's a badass. Man.
Yeah, I know, Simon.
Kung Fu with David Morzo out in Burbank, and he's the current.
You said David Morrison?
Morzo.
Oh, Morzo. Morzo.
No,
Morzo.
No, Morrison is he makes pizzas down in Sherman Oaks. But no, Dave Morzo is a fight crier for Chuck, and he was
at the brick pizza place
on
Van Nuys.
Yeah, they do Chicago style. Yeah, yeah, it's really
that's
good
some good
stuff.
Pizza. Good he pizza. Knows karate, right. That dude.
Yeah, well, that the way he flings that dough, man.
Really?
That takes some martial arts.
They have a good beer and pizza there. Yeah,
dude. No one why like dressage is like he must tenderize it like before he throws it on there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. That's cool.
He's a little Mr. Miyagi over there, yeah.
Did you ever do, like, tournaments and stuff when you were in there?
No. Tournaments never really came.
Did you do a lot of katas when you were doing...
We'll find out if he did the katas after this.
Can you catch a fly with toothpicks?
Null and void.
That's Okinawan
Say. Get chopstick.
Yvette. That's Okinawan Say.
Gomez.
Chopsticks are easy.
That's it.
Gonzalez.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Yvette Gonzalez. I see. I said it. That's what I said.
You look me right in the eye.
100.com.
Now check it out and say, you go ahead and go to the lowriderliveshow.com. Tune in anytime. And you know, you can take out the and just go to lowriderliveshow.com. Now you can go anytime, daytime, nighttime. You can go during the day. You can go during lunchtime.
24/7.
And check it out and say, you can use it as a search bar.
Yes.
Engine.
Yes.
Make it your homepage.
Yes.
You can go ahead and check out some past shows on there. Just type in iTunes. What? Now, you can also check out those of you who are just tuning in. That's it. We are talking to a man who's doing a lot of big things. That's it. A man who is going to help us out to do a lot of big things. That's it.
Yes.
A man who is an actor, director.
Wow.
A visionist.
Wow.
He is a man who produces light, who causes earthquakes. Let's go ahead and give a round of applause for
Andrew Mani.
Andrew!
I write it down, I say.
Now, why don't you go ahead and put your pants back on.
No.
No, really.
Really?
Yeah. Put them back on. Put your shoes back on.
No.
Put that nice shirt on. Because we're going to get groovy. We're going to get funky. We're going to get deep. We're going to get lotion. We're going to go ahead and get tanned up.
Wow.
Now, we have not one, but two. We have three guests in the house. And we're going to talk to all of them, homes. And in the meantime, before we do, we have a little game that we like to call. We haven't done this one in quite some time, homes. So let's go ahead real quick before we do the game. Introduce the guest that we have, Miss Michelle Jubilee. Can you say hi real quick?
Hi, I'm Michelle Jubilee Gonzalez. Super happy to be with all you people.
Nice. Welcome back, Loca.
Thank you.
You are very beautiful and they're a pleasure to have on the show, homes.
Yes.
Thanks. Yes.
A Korea sunshine.
And carnal, please introduce yourself, Vato.
Hi, I'm Brandon Muse. I'm one of the producers on the film. I'm no prince.
You're not royalty?
I'm the token white guy they brought in from Kansas.
What part of Kansas?
I'm gonna say I'm a king from Kansas. No, the central part. It's all central, really.
Yeah, it's all flat. Yeah.
Flat. No, I'm from the highlands of Kansas. Oh,
okay.
No, there are no highlands.
I have to say, there's no mountains, no hills.
No hills, nothing. It's pretty flat. Salina, actually, originally. Wow, I had to think back. It's been a while.
Nice. No. I like that.
You're writing that down. You're gonna Google me now.
You know, yes,
don't
we
Google
are.
My name, by the way, because there are evidently a bunch of people who share my name that just do horrible, bad things on this planet.
What? Scary.
Have you ever Googled your own name?
No, I haven't.
Don't do it. You'll
freak
find
yourself
all
out.
Kinds of people. Yeah, there's like a murder trial involving some guy named me, and then there's like all these guys on MySpace with their shirt off and acting hard, and I'm like, I am none of those guys.
Nice.
I do not appear in the top 30. I'll tell you that. But after that. All bets are off.
That's funny, bro.
Yeah. Whatever you find, it could be me after that. Okay.
Andrew and Brendan.
That's right, Holmes.
Producer and director.
That's right, Holmes. Utterly.
And music composer.
Oh, don't, yeah, Jubilee is the brains of the operation.
She's the heart and soul.
Are you kidding me? She is the soul.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, do you guys play any instruments, Holmes?
Oh, I get that all the time, actually.
Because of the hair, right? Because of the eyebrows,
yeah,
right. Because of the mustache,
that's right?
Like a rocker dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No.
Because of the inside out T-shirt that you're wearing.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, I thought
about the instrument. No,
I thought the small pupils.
No. The inside out T-shirt that you're wearing.
It's actually. I just grabbed a T-shirt today. It's like, oh, I'm gonna be on the radio. No one will care how I look.
No,
now you're painting this picture.
No, I'm just saying. You look like a rocker.
It's theater
like,
of the mind.
Yeah.
You got this homeless guy that wandered in the studio, and all of a sudden he's on our microphone. Why is that? No.
And he's charging on his phone. The swiping.
He has this crazy hair.
Yeah. Okay. For the people listening, I don't have crazy hair. I look very clean. And,
no, it's not that crazy.
You would
man.
Trust me with your kids.
He's a lion's mane.
Yes, you would hire
as long
me.
As your kids are over 18.
Exactly. And not a daughter.
Man, what you guys remember the movie Harry Potter?
Yes.
When did that happen?
Harry Potter, right? They seen the movie?
Like
Harry Potter?
70s?
Harry Potter? Harry Potter.
The magician.
You remember Harry Potter?
Yes.
All right, Harry Potter with glasses, right? Now, you know that big guy, Hogglesworth, the big guy with the scruffy hair. What was his name again? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
I hated that trilogy.
You guys remember Harry
it's
Potter?
More of a Twilight guy.
I'm bad with names.
I have Lord of the Rings.
Really?
I know Middle Earth.
Well,
I was Star Wars guys.
No. Well, he's got that type of haircut. It's cool. If I could grow my hair like that, and didn't have the
remember
complexion
wrestling
I had.
Hulk Hogan's buddy Hillbilly Jim, the crazy wild hair.
We're going there.
No.
Like Hacksaw Jim.
Oh, there you go. No, I don't remember. No, I thought he was bald.
I would say it looks like back in the 18 when George George Washington.
Oh, there you go. Without a white mop.
When George Washington was around.
Yes, I got you. I feel you on
he'd
that.
Be like,
a slave owner.
George Washington.
He's like a slave owner.
Yeah.
Plantation owner.
Yeah. Okay, if the shoe fits, no. I'm playing. Totally playing, no, of course.
Right? You look
to go along with you guys.
Yeah, he has that long, like the curly hair, you know, the ponytail. Like he's a.
Are you an actor?
Like he has a sword. Like.
A little bit, not like in this man, this category here. Like, you know, you introduced him for like 5 minutes, my introduction, 10 seconds. You know, not much for that.
Nothing
I get that,
that
a lot, though. Thank
it's
you.
Okay, though.
Are you an actor?
Like an actor?
You have the voice for it, by the way.
Look like an actor rock
thank
star.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's why they hired me. We'll see. I have to put up with all these comments when I'm the token white guy.
The token white guy.
Gandalf and...
Orale.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I want you to go ahead and be ready.
We have
because,
kids listen to this
yeah,
right?
we do.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Stop cussing so much. I say, I'm trying to keep it clean, eh?
Okay.
Hey, come on, you know? I'm trying to make it so as, you know, mom's watching, you know, doing laundry and listening to the show, and she doesn't have to worry about, you know, the mother, the kids coming in and listening to something that we're saying kind of like, you know, come on, let's see. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? Commercial, let's see. Commercial. So, check.
Check it out, I say. This is a game we haven't done in quite some time. I believe it has been exactly 1 month.
Yeah?
1 month.
Wow.
1 month.
Wow.
Yeah. 1 month.
Wow.
1 month.
How long?
1 month.
Wow.
It's like that's like almost 30 days.
That's what we do. What do we do when that happens?
No, that's like what 15. That's like two weeks.
Yeah.
What?
This is a lie. America's most talked about program, brought to you by the Wishy Washy Washing Machine Company of Walla Walla, Washington.
That's right, you tune in right to another segment of Are You Smarter Than Roger the Smart Guy with your host, Roger the Smart Guy.
Everybody, welcome back to the edition of Are You Smart and Smart Guy Roger with your host, Roger the Smart Guy. Today, about the local, who do we have playing today's show, my friend?
Well, check it out, I see. Contestant number one, please say your name and where you're from, Holmes.
Hello, my name is Andrew Amani, and I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois.
Nice. What do you do for a living, Andrew Amani, Holmes?
Right now, I am a writer, director, and cinematographer.
Orderly. Orderly. Contestant number two, please.
And an orderly.
Say your name, Holmes, and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Michelle Jubilee Gonzalez. I'm originally from Miami, Florida. And nice. Now I'm here in the West Coast.
Nice. And what do you do for a living, Holmes?
What do I do for a living? I make people smile and laugh and enjoy the sensation of music and spectacular things like falling off buildings and fighting people. Yay!
Nice.
And storytelling.
Cool. Wow. Nice. Orale. Contestant number three, please say your name and where you're from, Holmes.
Brandon Muse, originally from Kansas, which no one ever suspects. And drawing on Jubilee's definition of her career path, I'm going to say I do my namesake and I inspire. But sometimes I also get paid to edit and produce.
Nice, so that's what
you
do.
Well, we didn't get where Andrew's from. Where's Andrew from?
You didn't listen?
Roger, you ain't so smart anymore. Shoo.
Chicago.
We get points for that.
Chicago.
Yeah. We just outsmarted Roger. Yeah.
Right.
That's the first bonus question.
Contestant number four, please say your name and where you're from, Missy.
Yeah, this is my name is Robert, and I'm originally from Los Angeles, California.
Nice. And what do you do, Holmes?
Actually, I am a stand-up comedian and an actor.
Orderly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Orderly.
Yeah, serious, Rob.
Contestant number five, please say your name and where you're from, Holmes.
My name is Genevieve, and I'm from Sherman Oaks.
Nice. And what do you do for a living, Holmes?
Porn.
Nice. Nice.
I'm a fan.
Contestant number six, please say your name and where you're from, Holmes.
Yes, my name is Roger Danger Baxter. Middle name Danger.
Nice.
Roger Danger Baxter.
Oh nice.
Where
gosh.
You from, Holmes?
Oh, I'm from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma,
oh,
nice.
Yes.
And what do you do for a living, Batu?
I drive trucks, man.
Nice.
That's what I do. Nice. Excellent.
Nice. Contestant number seven, please say your name and where you're from, Holmes. Yeah, 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 what it do's, nigga, shit, baby, yeah, 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 my name is Phil, and I'm from Philly, nigga, yeah, yeah. What are the homes in? What do you do for a living, you say? Yeah, yeah, well, you know, I borrow cars and shit, nigga, yeah, yeah, you know what it be like. What are the homes, what are the... And of course me, Mr. What the Loco.
You have eight contestants?
Yeah, and I'm from here.
Damn. Holy crap.
On a team.
That's right.
Phil's gonna lose for sure.
Gang banging you, man.
So let's go ahead and continue with the game, I say.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna start first with Mr. Andrew Amani. Andrew!
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Andrew, my question to you is this. Which planet in our solar system has 11 rings? Is that Mars, Jupiter, Mercury, or Uranus?
Jupiter.
He says Jupiter. Oh. Ooh, wrong, Uranus.
My anus always has 11 rings around it.
Well, I know Michelle!
What up?
This room smells
Michelle,
like
who wrote?
What up? What
is Pygmalion.
Oh, Pygmalion?
Pygmalion. George Bernard Shaw, Emily Brunt, Mark Twain, or Tolazzo?
What was the last one?
Tolazzo.
Oh, my goodness. Ah. Ten seconds. Wait. Can you repeat the answer one more time?
Oh, you serious?
Come on. Do you want to call a friend?
Emily Brunt, Tolazzo, Mark Twain, or George Bernard Shaw? Answer.
Shit, George Bernard Shaw.
You're right.
Wow. That's surprising.
Way to pull that out. Brendan.
Yes.
Brendan, my friend. On the TV show Lost, what was the name of Charlie's band? Honky Tonk, Ultra Fine, Flyboys, or Drive Shaft? The show Lost.
You would find the one person who's never seen an episode of Lost. I'm a science guy. Ask me this.
Give me a guess.
I believe it was NSYNC. And it was
Honky Tonk, Ultra Fine, Flyboys, or Drive Shaft. 5 seconds. 4 seconds.
The third one.
He says Flyboys. Oh, wrong. Man. Drive. Serious Rob.
How you doing, buddy?
Robert. Who says I Carumba on The Simpsons? Is that Homer, Marge, Bart, or Lisa?
Bart.
It's random trivia, Brendan. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, wow.
He's right.
Thank you.
Genevieve from Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
Genevieve, what actor is known for playing Max Rockansky, Fletcher Christian, and Sergeant Martin Riggs? Is that Mel Gibson, Sean Connery, John Travolta, or Sylvester Stallone?
Can you just give me the answer?
Oh, my God.
Wait, say it one more time. Who played Martin Riggs, Mark Rockansky, Fletcher Christian? Mel Gibson, Sean Connery, John Travolta, or Sylvester Stallone? Your answer, please.
Mel Gibson.
She said Mel Gibson. She's right.
Woo. Good job.
Mr. Danger.
There he is.
Roger Danger.
Let's do it.
What city plays host to Mardi Gras and Fat Tuesday? Is that Las Vegas, Chicago, New Orleans, or San Francisco? Who plays host to Mardi Gras and Fat Tuesday? Las Vegas, Chicago, New Orleans, or San Francisco? Your answer, please.
New Orleans.
He says New Orleans, and Danger Time is right.
Danger.
Phil from Philly. Dangerous. I guarantee he's going to lose this game. Phil.
Yeah, baby.
Which song was the hit for Jefferson Airplane? White Dove, White Horses, White Rabbit, or Ride a White Swan?
Say it again, baby.
What was the hit for Jefferson Airplane? White Dove, White Horse, White Rabbit, or Ride a White Swan?
Right horse, baby.
He says White Horse. He's wrong. What the loco?
That's right, Holmes.
What the loco? What country produces the most silver? Is that the U.S., Brazil, Canada, or Mexico?
Easy, Holmes. Mexico.
He says Mexico por vida ese. He's right. What a listen. Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Director for the day, who was the famous, and which famous stadium is Barcelona? Excuse me. And which famous stadium is Barcelona? No Camp, Aztec, Bernabeu, or Maracana? Which famous stadium is in Barcelona?
Stadium.
The stadium.
Oh,
No Camp, Aztec, Bernabeu, or Maracana?
I'm going to go with Maracana.
He says Maracana. Ooh, No Camp.
First, you got to pronounce it right, though, right?
Jubilee!
Learn a thing or two on the show. Wow.
Jubilee!
Hey, show for you little ones.
Nice.
Jubilee, in what city would you find the Eiffel Tower? Is that London, Berlin, Paris, or Venice?
C'est Paris, mon ami. Seulement Paris. Oh,
wow. She That's says Paris. Paris. Wow. She's correct.
Thank you. 2 points. Thank
I
you.
Love that. What?
My man from Kansas, Brendan.
Yo.
Brendan, what are bacterians and dromedaries? Elephants, camels, bears, or sloths? Bacterians and dromedaries. Dromedaries. Elephants, camels, bears, or sloths?
What was the first word?
Bacterians? Bacterians? B-A-C-T-R-I-A-N-S? Bactrians?
Okay. Bactrians!
Your answer, please. Elephants, camels, bears, or sloth?
Three.
He says three. He says camel. No. It's a camel. He's right. It's a camel.
He's right. He's right?
He's right. Give me applause.
Wow. Hey, here we go.
Robert!
Yes, what's going on?
Robert, what body of water is between New Zealand and Australia? The Bay of Islands, the Bay of Plenty, the Sea of Timor, or the Tasman Sea?
What you gotta give him an easy one for?
I say the Tasman Sea.
He says the Tasman Sea. He's right.
Wow.
See?
That was easy, man.
Thank you, buddy.
That was easy.
Genevieve!
Yes?
Genevieve, what is a trilet? A triolet. T-R-I-O-L-E-T. A triolet. Is that an instrument, a cat, a color, or a poem?
A triolet?
Uh-huh. Instrument, cat, color, or a poem?
Let's go with the instrument.
She says instrument. Ooh, wrong.
Uh-oh.
Poem. Roger Danger Baxter from Oklahoma.
Dangerous.
Danger time. Which of these biblical names is the title of one of Lady Gaga's singles? Is it Judas, Jesus, Noah, or Moses?
I'm going to go with Judas.
He says Judas. Correct.
Damn.
Phil from Philly.
Yeah.
Where was William Shakespeare born? William Shakespeare, where was he born? In Bath, Bathford, King's Upton Thames, or Stratford, Upton, Avon?
One more
answer, please.
One more time, baby.
Bath, Bradford, King's Upton Thames, Stratford, Upon Avon.
Yeah, Stratford, nigga.
He says Stratford.
Nigga?
Correct. Dr. Loco.
Yeah, Holmes.
But the local, who wrote the series of books with Sherlock Holmes? Is that Judy Blume, Ian Fleming, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Robert Louis Stevenson?
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Correct.
Really?
The last two questions.
Andrew!
Yes, sir.
What was the name of Roy Rogers' pet dog? Fido, Bullet, Lightning, or Dog Rogers? Fido, Bullet, Lightning, or Dog Rogers?
Fido.
He says Fido. Incorrect.
We'll be back after this. Oh, da. So go ahead and go to thelowriderliveshow.com. That's thelowriderliveshow.com. And you know what? We got a quick announcement, Holmes. And we haven't said anything about it. Now check it out. If you are going to be in the neighborhood, June 28th, we got a special event. Why don't you go ahead and give the details, guys?
Lots of details. We got a honky-tonk hoedown. That's right. We're going to get a little country up in the West Coast. And it's going to be taking place at Joe's Bar over in Burbank, which is located at 4711 Magnolia Avenue, Burbank, California. So we have this VIP slot from 7 to 8 where you get to meet and greet with the super cool producers, some of which are in this room as we speak.
Nice.
And then after that, we're going to have live music. One of our featured artists is going to be the talented, amazing superstar, Yvette González Nacer.
Nice!
Just for superstar, also Olivia Dunkley, and we have JC Hike, singer-songwriter, country, super up-and-coming guy.
Nice.
And some amazing comedians that Brandon's going to be introducing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, it's just one great big show that you'll want to come out to, music comedy. We have Preston Taylor, who is next week, going for the 9th annual title of Funniest Comic in L.A.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be hosting that night. Past winners have gone on to do small things like get their own show on Comedy Central and become national touring headliners. We just booked another couple of comedians tonight, so yeah, come on out. You won't regret
it.
Also, really, really important, one of the important things we're doing this event for is because we also want to raise funds for a very important cause, which is MAD, which stands for Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah,
because unfortunately, you know, I understand we're human and sometimes we don't take accountability for our actions and choices, and it's very unfortunate because it's not the drunk people who get injured. It's like the innocent people just driving home that are the ones that get taken. And we lost a very dear friend and fellow actor. His name is Chase Corte. He was a victim to a drunk driving accident. And so we're raising funds for his Run Like Mad campaign. So for all ticket sales, all auction items, raffles, donations, etc., a good chunk of that's going to go over to raise funds for Matt because we really want to support that. And it's interesting because it ties into the script, which we're dedicating to him as well. Because the lead, she's in a coma because she was hit by a drunk driver. So it's, you know.
Life in
the
tin.
Well, the lead character is Jackie. She's a 12-year-old Latino girl who stutters. And then whenever she raps flawlessly. But then as soon as she's done rapping, she starts stuttering again. And I wrote this character based on Chase Corte because that was what his speech impediment was. He stuttered everywhere. And but when he got on stage and he did improv or when he did Shakespeare, flawless.
Wow.
Flawless. Right. And then he got off stage and he goes, "I was that. Was it good?" And it was just blew me away how amazing that was. And so I talked to his parents, and he's from Minnesota, and they're doing this campaign called Act for Chase, Walk Like Mad. And I talked to them. They were all gung-ho and supportive about us raising money for our film because of the character that was inspired by Chase Corte. And we said, because we want to use this and we also want to give back to the family, we want to donate a percentage of our proceeds to the family and to their campaign in Minnesota.
Wow.
That's good, man.
That's nice.
So this is a honky-tonk hoedown?
Yeah, it's a really big event. It's really important. Yeah, it's a honky-tonk. There's also a...
You can still go,
so I'm not invited. Yeah.
Oh, you are all so warm.
The last time I was invited
bring your sheets.
To a honky-tonk hoedown.
No, no, the thing is, could he do some stand-up on that night? You know, he's a stand-up comedian.
Well, you're a comedian too, right? Like, this is a room full of funny people.
Yeah, know, Rob Charges.
All funny.
Ah! Oh. Oh.
No, I have a show that night, but I know he's always looking for spots. So.
Yeah, come on out, dude.
Oh my goodness, no, come and make our people laugh. I'll make them smile, and you make them laugh, and then we'll play music.
Okay.
We're gonna have some other comedians, so it'll just be like a happy family of funny.
Yeah, we can do that.
There's gonna be dancing.
Yes.
There's gonna be a line dancing class. There's gonna be all these great auction and raffle items. It's just,
oh wow,
it's gonna be a fun night. It's gonna be fun night. And we got some teens performers too, right?
We have a really young artist. Her name is Brittany Ann Jaramillo, and she's actually working with one of the other artists who's performing the night. His name is Eric Bolivar. He's a singer, songwriter, and producer, and he's working with her on her upcoming LP. So it's cool to have all these people come together and support a really good cause, and also have an opportunity to share what they love, which is music, and support.
That's awesome.
You know.
Also, dude, another great thing is like all the stars from our short film, they're going to be singing the original music from the film at this event, which is going to be another great thing because we got the story's about an Asian country singer who struggles against racial stereotype and he's always been shut down. But then
An Asian country singer.
Cut on.
Yes.
You see how you already created an opinion?
Wow.
So then he meets this girl, Jackie, who's a Latino rapper who stutters. And together they formed this great music.
See, that I can believe.
It's like a super group.
Yeah, so come and see it because, like, you know, Michelle created some amazing music for this movie, and you really, really need to come out and see this live performance because it's going to be like the hopefully not the only time, but it's going to be the world premiere.
Where's that again?
It's going to be a great opportunity.
Give it this again.
It's at Joe's Great American Bar and Grill, 4711 Magnolia Avenue in Burbank. June 28th, Thursday night from 7 p.m. until close.
Joe's Bar and Grill in Burbank. That's like Magnolia.
It's not too far from here.
Yeah, it's
not. It's like 5 minutes. Not even five minutes.
Like 3 blocks,
you can,
5 blocks.
You can walk, yeah.
So there's a lot going on that night, but if you don't want to think about it, just go out and drink, and you'll accidentally support great causes all
there
around.
You go.
And it can be your excuse to being late for work the next day. You see, I was at a benefit, man. I was supporting charity.
Yeah.
Supporting drugs.
Now I have a
not
hangover.
Drinking and driving.
Yeah. I got a cab ride home.
We all got a cab ride home.
Responsible.
I had a driver.
You're responsible about it.
We need a driver. We're nothing against alcohol because it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, mother.
But like,
mother...
you just want to be responsible about how you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's you know? Just being responsible.
That's
about
all it is.
Yeah. Like on The Simpsons, it's simultaneously the cause of and solution to most of the world's problems, I think. Alcohol.
And babies.
And,
The Simpsons.
We don't need a reason to go have fun, but if you do, we've got plenty of them. And you'll learn more about them that night. But, yeah, support indie film, support indie causes, support MAD. Support the arts, meet everybody. We're going to have a great time, much like we are having tonight. So, yeah, we'll be there.
And one of the great things about this film is that it's not just like a self-contained project. Like, we're making a film to make a film. We're making a film to also spread a message of awareness. So it's like dual action in there, like kind of a PSA, kind of like they're really strong, clear messages that I feel this is a great medium to get out to a bigger mass of people. So it's for really, two great causes. Look at me stuttering here.
Sing, it goes away.
Oh my gosh.